שמירת שבת כהלכתה, chapter יוד, פרק יוד, and paragraph ה'. כל מאכל או משקה אחר שלא נשתנה בשמו ממצבו הקודם, גם אם אין רגילים לאוכלו כשהוא קפוא, מותר אף לכתחילה להכניסו בתא ההקפאה, אם אמנם כוונתו שלא יתקלקל המאכל. So, if someone has any type of food, we said before that if you take water and make it ice, you're doing nolad, because it's changing a name. It was water, and now it's called ice. Or the same, the other way around, if you take ice, you put it in an empty cup, because you want to make water out of it. So it was ice, and now it becomes water, so it has a different name, and therefore it's nolad. However, we said if you have nothing else to drink, and you really need it, then you can do it, yeah? If you need to melt that, let's say you don't have good water to drink and you have only the ice, so you will melt the ice.
Before he says if you take water on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you put in the freezer to get ice, you're not allowed to do that.
You should not do that, right, because it's nolad.
Even if you go use it for Shabbos?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, it's nolad. It's a prohibition of a mukta of nolad. Now, what he says is like this. If you want any food, any type of food to drink, that doesn't change the name. You take, normally people don't eat it frozen, but you want to have it now in the freezer, because you don't want it to get spoiled. Okay? For example, you can put it in the freezer, because you don't want it to get spoiled, and you also can take it out of the freezer and defrost it, if you want to use it today. The idea is like, if you put a piece of chicken in the freezer, when it's not frozen, it's called chicken. When it's frozen, it's called chicken. There's no nolad over here. It's just a frozen chicken, but it's still a chicken. Okay, so there won't be nolad. It doesn't change the name. It's not like water and ice, which change the name. Okay, as long as you put it in order not to get spoiled, you can do that. And also, if you want to take it in order to defrost it, to use it the same day. Chicken is frozen. If you're not going to eat it, it's mukzeh. If you're going to eat it, you take it in and out because you want to defrost it. You can take it out to defrost it. It was chicken when it was frozen. It would be chicken afterwards. ולכן מותר להכניס בו חלב, חלה ובשר שהוא מבושל ולא מוקצה. וכדומה, מותר גם להוציאם ולהפשירה. So you can put in the freezer, all these stuff. You can put in the freezer, take it out of the freezer. There's no question of nolad in here. As long as you want it for you the same day or to keep it, that won't get spoiled, you can do it on Shabbat.
Ah, but different food?
Yeah.
If you got leftover, let's say you cook too much on Friday.
Yeah.
And you don't want to eat it anymore on Shabbat. So you leftover, can you put it in the freezer?
So he says...
For next week, for during the week or something.
He says, if you put it in the freezer because you don't want it to get spoiled, then you're okay. Okay? That's what he says. Now, Vav, מותר לערב חומרים על מנת לעשות מהם גלידה. To prepare גלידה on Shabbat. Okay. We'll see. והוא שיקפיד על דיני לישה נזכרים לאלה פרק חצי יפתת. אמנם, מותר לו לעשות רק הניצח לבו ביום. So first of all, if it is ice cream, you should do it with the two changes we said of lisha. Of you put the ingredients in a different way, and you do the lisha on ishti v'erev. Okay, the mixing. However, כשאתה רוב את נזילה ממש, מותר להכין גם ללא השינויים הנזכרים.
מותר להכין מיונז בשבת?
We're not talking about mayonnaise now. Now we're talking about ice cream. Okay, ice cream. He's saying on the subject, you want to make ice cream. So he says you're allowed to make the ice cream itself is either keblila raka, yeah, and then you do it with the shinuim, we said, or if it's liquidy, you don't need to do any shinuim. Now he says, in zayin, mutar liten tmisat glida letoch ta hakpa'a b'shabbat uveyom tov, im omnam kavanato lechol et glida bo bayom. So water, if you freeze it, becomes ice. It has a different name. But glida frozen or liquid, they're both called glida. It doesn't change the name. Liquid glida, frozen glida, and glida. And therefore, if you want to eat that on Shabbat, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat. Now, in Chet, we're going to see a bit a different halacha. Okay? Shimush bekaf miyuchedet lotzat glida. You have a special, special utensil, right? To scoop it out. The special scoop, right? Kaf miyuchedet lotzat glida. Kshekavanat hamishtamesh letzura miyuchedet hanaset al yedei hakaf. אסור להשתמש בה בשבת.
Yeah.
He wants to make a nice round ball. He wants it to be a nice round ball.
Yeah.
If he wants it to be a nice, so we say that if someone makes ice cream, we said if someone makes ice cream, Shloim, if someone makes ice cream on Shabbat, you can mix the materials to make the ice cream. If it's a blila raka, then you mix it, you know, with the changes of the order of ingredients you put in, and you also change in the way you mix it, shti ve'erev. But if it's liquidy, no problem, just as it is. Then you can take that and put it inside the freezer, because it's ice cream before and ice cream after. We don't make from water. Yeah. Now, then he says, if you can freeze, then therefore you can freeze it as well. Now, if you want to eat it on the same Shabbat, yeah, obviously if not freezing it from for Sunday or from Motzei Shabbat. Now, he says, if you have a special scoop for the ice cream, in chet, you have a special scoop for the ice cream. Kafa miyuchedet l'otzad glida, כשכוונת המשתמש לצורה מיוחדת הנעשית על ידי הקף, אסור להשתמש בה בשבת. If someone wants to scoop it out in a nice round, to make a nice shape, then we don't do that, like we don't do a lot of other stuff from Borne in Ochlin.
Can't use an ice cream scoop
on Shabbos? But, however, אך, אם כוונתו היא אך ורק להקל את ההוצאה של הגלידה, ואין במחשבתו לצורת מיצד, ממילא מותר להשתמש בקף זו. So if he's using it, because it's very comfortable to take out the ice cream with it, because a regular spoon will break down, but this one has, first of all, it's big, it's strong, you can take a lot with it, and they have that thing you press and it falls off, so it's nice. If that's the reason you're using it, no problem. But if you're trying to make a special shape, to carve a shape, now you're doing a umnus already, you're doing a melacha with it, of boine in Oichlin, okay? We will learn later in Perek Yud Aleph, for example, that you don't take the margarine or the butter and cut it, make it nice in a shape and whatever to get, you know, put it in front of the guest and stuff. Because then again, you're making...
You said about slush?
I said about, salad, for example, egg salad, yeah? You make egg salad, don't then make it nice, sitting nice on the plate. You just have to throw it on the plate, you know, just to put it down
Monday,
there.
Monday, you said you're going to find about slush. You didn't say
that. No, so slush is something else. Slush I looked into about Neulad. If slush is different from ice.
Right?
Because it changed it. So I looked it up and I saw that there are those who say, yeah, ice and slush, no, not too bad. And those say, no ice, no slush. So they treat it the same. Ice and slush, they treat it the same.
You can't do it.
If you put it in a freezer to cool it down, you can put it to cool it down because you want to drink it afterwards, yeah? But if you actually want to make mamish slush, because that's what you want to make, then it's the same thing. It's making ice, the ice. Makom tzorech gadol. Otherwise... Okay. Now. Mutar lafshir glida kfua, kshenor rotze lochla kemot shei. He's allowed to defrost a frozen ice cream if he wants to eat it defrosted, because again it was ice, it's frozen, it was,
yeah, but obviously you said it's always cold,
exactly ice. That's, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's exactly what he says. Now Tet, we turn in food to the refrigerator. You asked about it just before. Yeah. אוכלים שנשארו אחרי הסעודה מותר להחזירם למקרר. Food is left after the meal.
Yes.
Well, you're allowed to put it back in the refrigerator. ומותר ליתן בו גם אוכלים שלא היו שם עדיין. You can put in the refrigerator also food that wasn't in the refrigerator. You prepared that before the meal. And now you finished the meal. You don't want to eat the rest. You want to put it in the refrigerator.
Can you freeze it?
Now we get in there now. Ah, very nice.
Well,
we're going to get there in a second. He asked a very good question. He said, can you freeze it for after Shabbos? Right? ואם אין מקום במקרר להכניס בו את הקדירה הגדולה עם שיורי האוכל, מותר אף להעבירם לקדירה קטנה יותר. So you're allowed to take a smaller pot, put the food in there, because there's no space in the fridge, and put it in the fridge.
Practically.
Yeah? No reason why not.
אבל,
he doesn't say you would think not, he says you're allowed to.
No, it's no
חידוש. He doesn't say only חידושים. He tells you aloha. You can do that. If you were not sure, he tells you can do that. Okay? You can do that in the you're not doing meichin, you're not doing this, you won't say the pot is mukze now. No, it's mukze if you wanted to cook with it, but you can use pots to store
so
food in it.
What do you do left
there?
It was Sunday lunch. So you might have thought
it's
left.
But there's no reason you can do that. Aval, אסור להוציא בשבת בשר מתוך מרק סמיך שמעורבים בו תפוחי אדמה וכדומה, על מנת להכניסו למקרר כדי שלא יתקלקל, כי יש בזה משום איסור בורר. So if you have the piece of meat, and the meat is mixed with the rest of the food, and you're now going to single it out, pull it out, you're going to do boirer. Even if it's אוכל בתוך פסלת, because you don't want to eat the rest, but it's לאוצר, it's not ביד ומיד, it's to keep it for later, and therefore it's בורר, you're not allowed to do that. There's an exception, we said, if it's not, you're not pulling the piece of meat out of other food, you're pulling it out of liquid, let's say soup. You have soup, clear soup, or whatever soup, which is mamish soup, not heavy vegetables and stuff, and then you have a piece of meat inside there. This is not considered a mix. Liquid and a piece of meat is not a mix. Each one is on its own. Maybe they're sitting together, but their nikar is separate, and therefore you'll be able to take that piece of meat out, and that's not borer. But if it's out of a stew, which is a mix, then it will be borer if you want to take it out and put it in the refrigerator. Put the whole thing in the refrigerator, and that's all. He says, also, in Yom Tov, גם ביום טוב אין לעשות כן, כי לא תרה מלאכת ברירה ביום טוב לצורך יום המחורת. You know, allowed to do boirer for after. אבל, מאכלים כאלה שכל רצונו להכניסה למקרה כדי לשמור על טריותם וכדומה לצורך אחר השבת, אסור לעשות כן, אלא אם כן יש חשש שיתקלקלו מאכלים. Here he says, if you are making משבס לחול, you know, allowed to do that, unless if it will get spoiled, and then מקום עבדה, and חכומים said, okay, here, because it's מקום F said, he won't, but if it will get spoiled, then put, don't put it just in the purpose for tomorrow. If it won't get spoiled, then tomorrow, yeah. Okay, יוד, מותר להוציא מיטה הקפאה חלה קפואה או להניחה על גבי המחם שעל האש, על מנת לאוכלה בו ביום. Someone has a challah in the freezer. He wants to defrost it, to eat it in a meal. He's allowed to take it out of the freezer and put it on top of the urn. Now, אם נמצאים פירורי קרח על גבי החלה, if there's ice on the challah, ינערם לפני הנחתה על גבי המחם. He should shake it off before he puts it on the urn, because otherwise, he's going to cook that water which is in on the challah. What?
Everything
is got to do
with
Kavanah.
He's doing it because he wants the
challah
to be warm.
Yeah, that's true that he's doing, but if the Psik Resha is going to do something else, I want to open the fridge, but the light will go on. But I only want to get to the food, it's the Psik Resha that the light will go on. Yeah? When you say Kavanah, lo Kavanah is when you walk on the pavement and there's ants on the floor, you don't have to start looking for them not to take a nefesh, not to kill them. You misasek, you're walking around, right? But if you know that you're taking out something, it's in front of you, you have ice, yeah, but I don't care about that. Very nice that you don't care, but you don't care that you're cooking. You know? So you have to care, apparently.
Is that cooking, though? If it goes on the urn, it's not hot enough to cook it, though.
If it reaches the Yatzoled Dibor, it will be cooking, yeah? We said in water, Yatzoled Dibor will be hot enough. So you will shake it off. אבל אין להוציא מן המקרר אוכל כפול מנת שימס ויהיה ראוי לאכילה רק במוצאי היום. This is, you know, allowed to do. You have some good soup in the freezer and you say, let's take it out so מוצאי שבס, I can warm it up. This, you make it משבס לחול and this, חכום, you say, don't do it.
אחונה.
This is all about אחונה. We assume it's food frozen, food of chicken frozen, chicken defrosted, there's still chicken. There's no problem over that. Okay, יוד א'. מקרר שיש בו כלי קיבול המיועד למי קרח המופשרים, והכלי ענה להתמלא אם חושש שהמים יגלשו ממנו מותר להריקו. That's an interesting one. So you have a refrigerator, you have a compressor in the back. On top of a compressor you have a tray, a metal tray. What's the metal tray there? That the water, when the system defrosts, the heating element defrosts the ice inside the freezer. There's always ice around the heating elements. Even in the no frost ones, it's no evident frost. But there is frost in there. And there's a heating element that from time to time defrosts through a defrost cycle. And where does that water go? That ice becomes water. No, there's a pipe. It goes from the freezer to the back, out, and it comes down. And that pipe, look, in your freezer and refrigerator, it goes into a tray which sits on top of the compressor. The compressor, when it works, it gets hot, and that vaporizes the water.
Yes, it, yeah.
But not inside the freezer, on top of the compressor. And that in shops as well, in your shop you have loads of those freezers with those trays. Unless if your mortar's outside, then you do the drain outside. Yeah. But if it's not outside, then they do the same trick and that as well. Yeah. Now, he says, you're allowed to, if this tray now is filling up with water, and now that's going to also start spilling out on the floor, and that's going to become a graf shel rei. So dirt in Chachamim say, although it's mukta, this water, because there's nothing you can do with it, but it's graf shel rei, or make it the house dirty, or the shop, or wherever you are on Shabbos, and you can throw it out. So this water, which is not yet on the floor, is already considered graf shel rei, and you'll be allowed to empty that water out. Okay, now about using a refrigerator, generally using a refrigerator on Shabbat, and we'll finish with this one. The ot shonot yesh bidvar ptichat hamekarer הרוצה לצאת ידי כל הדעות, יחבר את המקרר לשעון שבת, אשר יפסיק את פעולת המקרר לחלוטין למשך שעות מזומנות, ויפתח את המקרר רק בשעות אלה באין שעון. יש מקפידים לפתוח את המקרר רק בזמן שמנועו פועל, ויש מתירים לפתחו בכל אופן, כלומר גם בזמן של המנוע פועל. So I read the whole paragraph and now we'll explain it. They say there's different opinions about using a refrigerator on Shabbos. What's the problem with using a refrigerator on Shabbos? You're opening the door, you're causing the compressor to start. You're bringing heat. Heat comes in, right?
So we can work harder.
And then, you're making it start. You're actually causing it.
It's not like an ongoing.
What?
It's not like an ongoing motor.
The thermostat.
Okay, so, refrigerators. Refrigerator has a number of problems. Our refrigerators today have a much bigger problem because it has a motor, the no frost system, has a motor fan that works all the time, except for when you open the fridge. You open the fan stops working. Why it stops working when you open the fridge? Because when you open the fridge, you bring in more air. That air contains humidity. And now the fan will push that air exactly inside on the cooling coil. And we'll bring the humidity to there and create more ice. Create unnecessary ice. So it says when the air from the outside is open and you have humidity in the air, it's going to freeze it into ice, then it stops the fan. So every time you open the door of the fridge, it stops the fan.
How can we use it on Shabbos?
Exactly, you cannot. So, A, the light goes on. B, the fan starts.
Magnet.
C, very nice. The magnet is a solution for the fan and the light. In our days, in the past it was a button, now it's a magnet. There's a reed switch, you put the magnet in front of the reed switch and that sucks the metal to one another and it always feels like it's always closed. Right? However, let's say there's another problem that some people say, generally on a refrigerator, why? Let's say the compressor now stopped. Right? And you're opening the door, heat comes in and starts the compressor. So you're causing the compressor to start now faster. Okay? Now, no, you're doing it, you only opening to get to the freezer. It's psik reisha, it's not psik reisha, because it affects psik reisha. Maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen until I close the fridge, right? And it's definitely delo nichale. Why delo nichale? Because I don't want to lose all that cooling now. I don't want the heat to go on. It's going to cost me electricity. It's going to defrost my food. It's going to make it warmer. So I don't really want it. Yeah? So there are some who matir it and say you're allowed to do the Shabbos because not necessarily it will go on. You're not intending to do it. You don't want it to happen, but okay. And not necessarily it's going to happen. Others say no. You can only open it while the motor is operating. Why? Because while it's operating, you're just making it continue working. You're prolonging the state, but you're not going to make it now start. Okay? So there are those who open it, well, no matter what it, if it works or it doesn't work. Most people do that, I think. But he suggests to do a system. So the Shabbat refrigerators, like Fisher Paykel, for example, and stuff, they take care of the light, they take care of the fan, They don't take care of the temperature in that way when you open the door.
It's still the same problem.
People use it. Some people don't use it. Don't use it. There are, and the old refrigerators used to be this. Okay, so what do you do? What do they do? Some people who don't want to use a refrigerator to open, for that matter. So Rav Neuwirth in his own house, he did not open the refrigerator. His refrigerator was off for Shabbos. That's because the electricity comes from the electricity board in Israel, and Jewish people fix it on Shabbat and stuff. No, that's Rav Neuwirth did.
Because
a lot of people did it like this. I did with Rav Neuwirth a generator in Beit Vegan for Shabbos, the one from Kol Teiren, connected it to half of the neighborhood, because people did not want to use electricity from the electricity board. Yet when I connected it, and Ivan in his own house, I actually connected the control box that changes between the two and everything. I wanted to do it myself. But when my father went over to ask him and said, look, I know that there's no space on the generator, but my son told me he can arrange for me a connection. Should I connect it? And my father was always very excited about the idea of a generator. I said, too bad it makes noise. It would be nice to do a generator and all that. I've never said to him, will you put an automatic switch or a manual switch to change between Shabbat and weekday? Because I built two types of boxes. One was a manual, 0, 1, 2. So you could put it on electricity board back to 0 and then to 2. Or I did one that has two contactors inside, a mechanical connection between them. And basically what happens is, and electronic also between the two. And then when the electricity, with another relay, that when the electricity comes in from the generator, it automatically disconnects the electricity board and it puts it on generator. But if, let's say, the generator fails in the middle of Shabbos, it will jump back to the electricity board. It's nice to have a nice chumrah. I'll have that chumrah if it's available. If it's not available, I'm not going to stay without electricity. So my father, Rav Neuwirth asked my father, what would you do? Which one do you choose? Are you choosing a manual one? Because Rav Neuwirth in his house, I did the manual one. Right. Do you do a manual one or the automatic one?
So my father. If generator fails,
If a generator fails, it will automatically jump back to the electricity board. So my father, what?
Manual not.
Manual it won't. So my father said, I will use the automatic one. So Rav Neuwirth says, leave the kilowatt that you're going to take for the generator for another family that really needs it, that they will stay without a refrigerator on Shabbat unless they have a generator. Rav Neuwirth himself in his house. My father told me the days he had the one that worked on the gas, on the LPG, liquid petroleum gas. He used to have one, but after that one went bad. He didn't have every Shabbos. His refrigerator went off on Friday afternoon, back on Motzi Shabbos. He even didn't want me to put in the generator. His children pushed me for it, and when I went to do it, they have the electricity board out. There's two apartments, the apartment on the floor. I was there, like half floor, whatever. And outside, there's a cupboard in the hallway with electricity stuff, with fuses and all that. So I knocked on the door. Rabbanita opened the door. So I told her that I'm working on the consumer board. I didn't tell her what I'm doing. I just said I'm working on the consumer board. She said, okay, and she closed the door. Aaron asked me, her son, and Akiva, both of them asked me, try to do it quietly, just connect them. Because there was no refrigerator on Shabbat, and second was the lights. In the beginning, when I did them first time for him, together with the Shveber, we did those, a battery of a car with all kind of wires that we put on top of the doors, around, and a small bulb around it. That's how we used. Then came out the ones on gas. Then you have a small canister of gas and has lights a nice fire with something that looks like a cloth or something, and it makes a nice fire. Lux, it was called. So then he had them at home. But they came over to me, Aaron and Akiva, and said to me, look, now that we have a generator, tell our father, if he doesn't let you, that we're not coming anymore for Shabbos meals. So, anyway. So I said to the Ramanit, I'm just doing more can consume, but I hope that will be enough. But sure enough, a few minutes later, Rav Neuwirth opens the door and asks me, his name is Yoshua, and he asked me also, Yoshua, he didn't call me Shuki, he called me Yoshua. He says to me, Yoshua, what are you doing? So I said to him, I'm connecting him, the electricity. He knew exactly what I was doing on the project, because he answered all the halacha shailas and all those stuff. So he said to me, are you connecting the generator here? I said, yeah. So he said, but I don't want it. I said, yeah, but the children said that they won't come anymore for Shabbos meals if there's no generator. So he said, L'chabed et ratzon ha'iladim, to honor the wish of the children. And he went back into the house and he didn't come back out anymore, and that was it. I never asked him, okay, now to use the refrigerator on Shabbos or no, but what?
He never spoke to you again.
No, when he wanted to shout at me, it was okay. Anyway, so that's why he did the refrigerator. He ate fresh food every week. I've never. When other people came to ask him, can you use the fridge on Shabbos? He said, yes, you can. But on himself, he was machmir. He didn't. Because he didn't want to go into those stuff. He felt he doesn't want to do those stuff on Shabbos. So we're going to have a look in Mitzvah Hashem next on Monday. We'll start about a water cooler. That will be on Yud Gimel. So we reached Yud Gimel.